The singular thing about all dreams seems to be that they're private. Only the dreamer knows for sure what happened. It's true for everyone except, so it would seem, Dion McGregor. By day, McGregor was a New York lyricist with one hit to his name. By night, he was the ultimate sleep talker. Producer Steve Venwright collected some of McGregor's dreams on the new CD, The Further Somniloquies of Dion McGregor, from Torpor Vigil Industries. So what made Dion McGregor so special?
He didn't just talk in his sleep. He told full-blown narratives, sometimes delirious rants. And the good fortune is that his roommate and songwriting partner, Michael Barr, was an amateur recordist who would set up a microphone and a reel-to-reel tape recorder each morning. And about four or five mornings of the week, Dion would launch into what became known as his somniloquies.
Wait, was he aware that this was going on? I mean, did Michael Barr tell him that he was recording him?
Yes, he knew at that point. And since he was a child, off and on anyway, he'd been told that he spoke in his sleep. But it wasn't until shortly before he met Michael Barr that another roommate alerted him to this fact and started to jot down some of the dreams in longhand. But it wasn't working because his vocal delivery was so rapid that the guy couldn't keep up with him. So when he ended up moving in and taking, I think, either the couch or the twin bed in Mike Barr's living room, then Barr got very excited about these nocturnal transmissions and set up his microphone. And at that point, Dion was aware that he was being recorded and that sometimes others would sit in on the sessions for a laugh or just in disbelief.
Yeah.
And it was almost a nuisance for him, really. He wasn't all that interested in his dreams, but he humored his friends.
Now, I mean, this was apparently fairly widely known within a cult. I mean, I confess, I never heard of Dion McGregor. I didn't know who he was until I started listening to this CD. But there is a cult following around him, isn't it?
I think that's a good way of putting it. Those who know his work are outrageously enthusiastic about it.
Yeah, you say people go nuts about it.
Yeah, they're quite wild. Well, I'll just briefly explain my first encounter with it. I was camping about a dozen summers ago with my family, and a friend of ours happened to be at the same campsite and brought over a cassette. This happened to be Christopher Dewdney, who's a well-known Canadian author, and he introduced me to the works of Dion McGregor. We played some tapes by the campfire that night, and I can remember rolling in the dirt. I thought they were the most hilarious things I'd ever heard, but there was also a strangely poignant and sometimes haunting and often even terrifying quality to them.
Okay, enough with the teasing of people here. You brought along the new CD of Dion McGregor you've put out. Let's listen to something. What do you want to hear first?
I think the first introduction that might be the way to go would be something called South Sea Squirm. Dion's love of mangoes, whether he loved them when he was awake or not, I don't know. But when he's asleep, as you'll hear, he certainly had a fondness for mangoes.
Here it is.
Everybody's eating mangoes. We're mango mad in this country. It's mango mad. Wee dee dee doo. Ha ta 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 ta. Ha ta 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 ta. Mango. Have a mango. Have a mango. Have a mango. Myrna mango. Myrna mango. Myrna mango. Myrna mango. Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to meet Myrna Mango. She'll give you a display of one of those South Sea squirms the like of which you've never seen before. Shake it, Myrna. Oh, wow.
That's astonishing. And this is all a somniloquy, you call it. This is sleep talking.
A somniloquy, yes, exactly. And you hear the musical quality of that dream. Often songs emerged in his sleep. In fact, he claims that some of his ideas for lyrics came from songs or came from dreams. So that's one example of melodies emerging in his sleep.
Yeah, it is a little bit like eavesdropping on somebody's subconscious, isn't it?
It's strangely voyeuristic. Now, that dream was fairly benign, you might say, but a lot of his dreams end with him screaming or dying or even falling out of bed at times. I'm sure that's the sound that I hear. So you'd think that he was quite a troubled soul when he was awake, and you'd be almost afraid to meet him. And there were a couple radio shows done in the 60s. When you hear his voice when he was awake, it was actually very mellifluous and calm and pleasant. And he claims that he really wasn't troubled by much at all. And perhaps he got all his anxiety out in his sleep.
Well, let's listen to another one. What do you have next?
I have one of my recent favorites. Again, these are shorter dreams. Some of the dreams are up to a dozen minutes long, but here's at least part of another short one called Concentric Circles.
Pull it tight now. Watch it whirl. Watch it whirl. Pull it tight and watch it whirl. Whee! Look at it go. Look at it go. Look at it go. Circle, circle, circle. Whoo! Pull it tight. Watch it whirl. Concentric circles. Concentric circles. Look at that. Down. Whoo! Whee! Look at it go around. Oh, isn't it pretty? Isn't it pretty? Pull it tight. Pull it tight. Watch it go around. Woo! Whee! Circle, circle, circle. Concentric circles. Look at that go around. Look at that go around. Woo! Oh, you're not pulling it tight enough. You're not pulling it tight enough. It's slackening. Slackening. It's slackening. Look at that. Look at that. Circle, circles. Concentric circles. Watch it go around. Oh! Oh! One's going one way, one's going the other way. Oh!
Did anybody ever do any analysis of these? I mean, did he ever bring a psychiatrist in to say this means that you actually wish you were a track star?
I'm not sure if he had analysis of that type. There was a Dr. Valentin Wolf Zetlin, who was a psychiatrist who sat in on some of his sessions. And what the doctor had to say, I don't know. It would be a lot of fun to analyze these. And there's one dream on a previous recording where Diane seems to analyze what he's saying. We're just within the dream. So they're curious kind of commentaries within the larger narratives of the dreams themselves.
You want to leave us with one more dream?
Sure. This is called The Horseshoe Crabs. I'm not sure if you'll have time to hear it all, but to me it has qualities of Edgar Allan Poe meets Lewis Carroll. It's a seaside tale, that's all I'll say, and I'll leave your listeners to enjoy The Horseshoe Crabs.
The horseshoe crabs came out and peeked, only peeked and they winked. Horseshoe crabs, big as fists. Yes, horseshoe crabs as big as fists, kept along. Crept along and kept along too. Oh, those waves. Yes, there's waves, dark waves, lowering clouds, horseshoe crabs. It was all very, very timorous. It was almost sunset time. Sunset time. Sunset time at the beach with the lowering clouds. Very threatening. And everybody took out their bananas. Then up and down that beach to a swift marching song.
A dream called The Horseshoe Crabs on the CD The Further Somniloquies of Diane McGregor. Steve Venwright produced the CD for his self-created label Torpor Vigil Industries.